So it's a great, great delight. Could somebody open the water for me? It's a great delight to be here today. I believe I was here when this rug was new.
We're getting a new one.
Yay. We moved from, I don't know what it's used for now, maybe education or something, the building right when you first walk on campus.
H&S.
H&S was condemned or something, but it's still there. And we had to design, we actually designed the space, which is why there's the giant office where I used to be was so giant. But anyway, it's a great pleasure to, always a great pleasure to come back. And it's also, there's a real charm to my getting to be the judge for the book award. I was delighted when Steve asked me. We used to, as a staff, we used to go through the books of the book award and, you know, winnow them down for the various judges that we had. And I administrated that over the years, so I was very familiar with the, you know, with it. And it was a huge big deal for me when I won, when my book Persia was awarded the Poetry Center Book Award. It was, I would say it was my third first book. You know, you have these chat books, and are they really books? And, you know, it has a spine, but, you know, there's only 50 of it or whatever, you know, so. And it, I shared the book award with Larry Eigner, which was a huge, you know, honor. And it was chosen by Bev Dahlen. And the reading that I gave for that book award was with Alice Notley, and it was when I first met Alice Notley. She came to my house for a party after, and it was not long after Ted died. So it was a very intense time. So it's the delightful sort of circle that Allie Warren, who I worked with at Small Press Distribution for many years, several, 5 years, 4 years, so however long it was. This is not her first book, but it's like her third or fourth first book, so first big first book. It was, you know, it was far and away, I thought, the most interesting of the books and most compelling of the books. And there were some really incredibly great books that were in the choice, but I was happy to be able to choose Allie's book. And the thing that I want to read today is actually the Ladybug Laws, which is that chapbook there, which I wrote I think it was when Allie was at the Poetry Center, and there was some kind of interaction of our speaking in this book as I was writing it. I also will say that the other book, Fugitive Notebook, recently Couch Press offered me to do a chapbook, and I had this manuscript that had never really been published, but I always was aware it was there. I think I had just found it in going through my materials, and I wrote it in the 80s. I wrote it actually on the M on the way here. It was the project of that book was write a book on the bus. So, you know, you're on the M and you're on the M and you're on the M, or, you know, it's like on and on and on. And so it was, that is that material. So that's something else to know about that project. Ladybug's song, gone down and along with the community and path of stenciled bugs of the lady persuasion, she who dancing, down it, carefully, wild, patterns, for example, dots, and do I have to say it, stars surrounded by newly minted planets, plants, and what have you for me today, lady, as endearing meant to me or means enduring, the astrology of this estrangement, strong because small, or not small but young, or rather derangement, going off like an alarm, coming like the summer in, yesterday was today, then, do don't, bug me, she says, she goes on, read red as red, lady as later, song as wrong. Green Lady, with words from Elizabeth Robinson. There's a lot of poems in this book where I asked people for word lists and wrote in relation to them. Civil disobedient, whose soul not kept or kempt, not thorough, though to her Thoreau was a game, faucet or fountain, mastermind a hunter, verb cloudy over, thy crick otherwise known as sprain, a kid, bug alias, mailbox a sigh, or dark sequel, preferably over. begins again to chasten the stain, coating the drain down which she appears to chain the allow, abet, knuckle under, faucet, flounder, mastermind or underestimate, Thoreau's cloudy head, also known as the rover. Who will sigh for the sequel or number sprain whose dark drain is remiss, ladybug a game, mailbox a knuckle or tardy bother, known to abet and allow thy crick to chasten or finally harbor, coating Thoreau with herself, preferably, a verb now, faucet off, chain over, her soul to keep, swaps thy for thou, thee for me. So the ladybug thing was, like I became sort of focused on ladybugs, I become focused on animals. It's sort of like my aunt who collected, and my grandmother who collected knickknacks. I actually collect knickknacks. This is some kind of genetic disposition, which I just give into because it's kind of like an old lady thing, and I'm kind of old. So I just let myself do it. I have owls. I have bunnies on my desk. I don't really know if I'm the type, but I do it anyway. And then I was sort of interested in fairy tale. And so there's a fairy tale quality to this. Alan Halsey claims not to have given me the words for this poem. Ladybug Honey, with words from Alan Halsey. Battles and scattering, calibrated to assess the mint, switch to its airwaves until raining down obtains the elongation of our nights, known as a storm, already not right. Time was Orion, trumped iota, but now, ladies, more like notes than days, scribbled into the cyclic, explode the odd years, open the even, horizon, sky, spot, story, or series of spots, as those here arrayed, wet with. Ladybug lay after Mina Loy. Double is as double does, double down on the divan whose divine ones, world arose smaller than my soul, emblem, album, or anti-massacre, being not after the disaster, but doily, tablecloth, or shroud, whose cut roses evoke dead things threaded, a map of circles, armed or winged, a flyboy sings, the oil of whom profitless, heads against sense, beauty displayed, spots alight like Martian ice, evaporates, dice thrown, lady naked, bird flown. Ladybug's story. One, he loves her because she is well-read. She loves him because he is well-written. She, because he is vulnerable and intelligent. He, because she is sure. She is statuesque and spotted. He is shorn. They know things together. They are torn. She, because green. He, because red. He gives in to her wit and raggedy thing. She, to his resistance. He reads what she writes on herself. She, what remains when he has gone again down in flames. He runs then, glances over his shoulders, says, nothing, nothing. She keeps busy while she waits. When he returns, she has forgotten everything. He pretends to be unaware of what is going on. She also pretends. They play this game together a while in their heads, then in the world, they play it again. The person she knows is more vulnerable than the one he wants to be. Her own vulnerability is so great, he is tricked into believing she is the strong one. We are like planets, she says, knowing she is more like a creature in a fairy tale. Lady of the lake, I hate you, he almost admits. I love you not, he goes on. He stretches out in lithe candor. Not a chance, he says. Not indeed or in love overcome, she responds softly. No, not, he says, but stops, lost in thought. It is their last chance but one. Two. When we enter the sweet future as seen by one who, having stopped, glances back, he walks straight into something. Fly away, he says, announcing his fate. What actually occurs involves parallel universes taking the form of a series of lines. He doesn't know that he is telling the truth whenever he makes a sound. When will he wake up, she wonders, though she knows she is the dreamy one. When will she fall asleep, he thinks back. They lapse into the present, languishing there, here. They are ready or will be tense when reality hits. Ladybug's Lament, with more words from Alan Halsey, and again, he claims not to have provided those words, and I did not wear these spots thinking about the ladybug thing. It was just, that was an accident. Or Acrobat's Cadenza, a cataract away from disaster, their movement a shard and shamble, their minds a carp splatter, able to gyrate and marmalade only dapple in lava. Now I tell you, mellow the broth, not gossamer, my heart quails, my salamander fuzzy and idle, by which not to dream, I mean, but whisk or ratchet, back to acrobats who sadly husk, unable to bubble, they squander, languish, and tribulate together, while I drone out both sides of my carapace, a tonal iota. Ladybug's Laws. We can barely see what's out there, overwhelmed as we are by repetition, though I depend on it for what sense of continuity remains to me. When I see you, I know I am at work. A rendition of two figures called wings or radio amour, but what do we know of that? A study in red, yellow, and black called The Bee Stings the Martyr, but how can we hear ourselves above the war? A ladybug is painted on the path. Some writers to their readers are as spiders, but you to me as reader are insectivore, or creature from paradise. Made of iron with objects attached to the ground or from the air, head down, hanged man or woman, card of suspense or love. My skin is made of your decision. We write with paint on old newsprint. There are poets in the debris by the door. What comes in goes out. Hello, name, we say. What do you want, ladybug? A mental journey with the same hat, the coat more symbolic than practical, the map she made of her head, looking at me again, the hat like a halo, and she gives herself like a saint away to the atelier of another master, whose walled courtyard, signature blue, and previously unpublished lives of the poets influenced you, as when two people are the same person. Sun worship we read on the sign, and today is Sunday. This happens all the time in my life, ruled by divination. She sings for me, and I see the line between us is the one between things. No experience but in emotion, she sings, cows, crows, bugs, buds. I wanted to read what you had written but didn't know you then. We gather herbs in our heads, the leaves curled and spiked from which the ladybug whose spots and whose red spread of wings nervous because the leaves in flames and the cup also red at the portal of the demiurge invoked by all this rushing around. The eyes in our names are the same. We say, I work, or I decide. Spot for spot, we go out. You go out, ladybug. Oh, the cows and crows, did it hurt when you got that? Each spoke clearly visible, the wheel of fortune in elaborate musculature closes around her heart, or is that my mouth? Vulgar is another way to say Artemis left her alone for me, but I don't say it. Pose bug, southern sodden, sudden coleoptera whose death's head red with black or black with wings sheathed shell or cochinella, two spotted throb, gutted twice stabbed, it's rough out there, larva larger, gilded dark, cloak of sorrows, lady luck also called love, the gold bug by Edgar Poe, whose red, black, white, and yellow tarantella begins with the end. There is nothing left to know, incidental to the treasure, not found in the code, a man for a god, named, claimed, ghoul for gold. Flown, ladybug, obvious hybrid of bug and lady. Unthinkable state, diagram, game, bug, sound, or anatomy. Laid out, but would that spot count as a gun? Or are they random? Lonely bird, lying lady, bug me not, you say, but who am I to fly? I can't see what I can't say. I didn't mean gun, but gone. Always already off. Somewhere not pronotum or crown. My pronoun for your heart, also not around, but flown. Only the idea counts. Not of, but was, Jeff Goldblum sloughs off his human in The Fly. Animatronically, by definition, nothing lost when you take off one animated anatomy away from oblivious to. Angry ladybug, stunned when lost, admits which spot we're in as winged when nobody fucks with me, ethic questioned as this discipline applied heavy-handed and in retrospect, anger beautiful, love clear, bug gone. Emetosis after Andrew Bird. When what happened, broached by me and by you acquiesced to, someone in sequence, in this sequence, pinned, puppet beast of puppet burden, animate mannequin leaves, red is the green of the creatures between us, bite, spin, bet, and win, without trying, against sense or otherwise flagrant means to be real, available but never together again, or doesn't mean. Smitten. What is it with these bugs? To be moved by figurines or just a job, as with me and the bee? I produce enormous events. I can't talk about it. Later, another, and then a bug bounces off my forehead like Japanese beetles when I was a child, meant to eat the mosquitoes but were everywhere, replacing clouds of DDT, another solution, from a truck driving around like the ice cream man but with no bells. Run after him. Hooray! Alan Halsey searches for the ladybug flu I mentioned in an email, but finds only another outrage of the bug-person barrier. A trick or tick, not unlike yourself. Be prepared. Death's head, Buddha's hand, played thing. Better off unread than dead. Atonalist toys with her ring, considering a spate, spot, pride, or pod of ladybugs, but written. You move toward me, once innocent, now guilty, unaffiliated. Sayings. Bitten, too cute by half, alone in the dark, up the creek where shit stakes its claim. Save me, you as you or I, a lady who cries, sings, and says, wait, late ones wake, the early dream, never born, as if self-sameness, a failed technique, solved anything. But what then moves us? Hear me out, loud with bells on, or better, married, carried, we... Make a connection to that this time while retaining a way back. An argument never ends. You are never right if I am never wrong. Logic won't help us here. Imitation is involved and reproduction, assimilation but not of each other. We sit across a table or in a corner or on a roll of stools against a bar, in a nest or net. We smoke. Everything is possible now. It's a short story. Events are speeded up. Outside of consciousness, we remain. Outside the frame. We complain, resolve, and soon the past is behind us. The future, a trap, but not quite. Another story, not about nothing. The red and the black. Ambition, disappointment. Not meeting or meeting but not knowing, or knowing but going. Bug love. But what did we know? Ladybug bites. No way to treat, let's call the gentleman, whose latest move reveals who you are to me, to you. Now that you've had it, them, a way to say lady, if that's what you call yourself, but you never call. More than once, and if luck is also one, how many are there, lady, an endearment then, before the birth of one, much as oneself or other such would, treat like she wants to, not to be, to me, endearment epithet, never like she should. Ladybug bites, May damsel, horse, dragon, flat though exact, whose intended usage, untraced Neolithic fauna, baffles the salamander. The fly lowers herself where green might gather, amphibian skulls appear, bookworms fade. Light grows again, night mummified, scattered among icy touch-me-not, flown now or fooled by perception into being false. She is she to bleed, he to sleep and read. The music of the animals, primitive mosses whose surviving circles of chalk draw us out. I, ladybug, citizen of the imaginary world, disreputable, indisposed, sorely used, inordinate, lay down my rules. And you, ladybug, what do you do? So that is Ladybug Laws, and I think I'll close with see, what will I close with? I think I'm going to close with Welcome, Dear Chaos, because it's another one of those weird circular pieces. And it was the first of the it was the second, actually, of the word list poems. When I was a baby poet, like in my 20s, I saw a sculpture by Bruce Conner in a gallery in San Francisco. And it was square tables and had words on them. They were, I have a feeling they looked marbleized, like kind of like giant dice, but not black or not white, they were black. And they really impressed me, and I wrote down all the words. There were probably 25 words or so. And then I wrote this poem with the words, and I sent it to Bruce Conner, because I was just very cheeky back then and was always doing that. And then I asked Bruce Conner, this was the cheeky part, for more words. And Bruce Conner wrote more words and cut them out and sent them to me in a little package. But I could never write the second poem. And 80 gazillion years later, I don't know, like 35 years later or whatever, I ran into the box of those words, and here is that poem. It turned out, this is the secret part, that Bruce Conner was best friends with Michael McClure, and the words were his, of the original poem. But these words are from Bruce Conner. They're kind of Michael McClure-y. And Welcome, Dear Chaos is a line from a poem by Michael. Welcome, Dear Chaos, with 27 words from Bruce Conner. Vexed from the start, the Zephyr question unlocked the highly polished box, unleashing a torrent down which anyone would hesitate to drop, though drop we did, elbow by toe, by fist, by thumb, ending up hummed down, hanging by a shoestring, kissed by flame leaf, by gold crushed into the applesauce inevitable once the butterfly wing released the chaos theory we lived or died by. Nothing was left but to bark at the dream or begin again. I should say, I believe all 27 words are used in every stanza. Thumb to fist, as if only when we start does the question of the flame torrent down the fist of its bark becomes known to us, though to hum was enough to make applesauce into gold and let the butterfly escape the thumb of the chaosophist, the leaf to wing, into the dream to polish the zephyr until nothing is left but a drop or a shoestring, and to elbow or toe remains the only way out. There were more wings and more cards. The leaves and the cream were iridescent. They were inevitable and venerable like Holmes himself. Moriarty was missing. Everyone was suspicious and resistant. No one could keep track of the results. The address was clear. It was like me to you, only not. The phrase, fellow visionaries, was an accusation. You are the accused, the accursed. Zephyr, she screamed, but too late. He, like a leaf elbow over toe, had to wing along drop by drop, a shoestring away from flame. He put his fist down the thumb of the butterfly, answering the question of how to begin, hum or dream, as gold as possible, while not forgetting to polish the torrent with the applesauce of desire. But there was no polish to the dream of list other than what was toe up or fist down. She was like a butterfly to me or other bug. Wing hung, flame, she had it all. I can't speak about the applesauce, but of the zephyr I can go on in torrents. The question was the start, the focus, the other side of the card, where the shoestring was arranged by thumb to invoke the bark of drop, 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 where the elbow is the throat of the leaf set to begin on time. Applesauce was nothing to me then. Chaos thumbs the hum off the zephyr. The unspoken torrent becomes the question, the leaf gold, the butterfly flame, the drop dream, until finally the applesauce and so on. Overwhelmed with clues, Holmes comes home. Words dance in his head like men. Everything is evidence of something. Counterintuitively, the problem on the game board does not repeat. There is in memory the expectation of the symmetricality of events, but there is nothing on either side of the cards that would allow us to believe in such a result. The impossible becomes the only alternative when the possible is eliminated. The game is afoot, toe, or thumb, but this zephyr is an ill wind if there ever was one. It's raining again in the wordland. Thank you.